You're listening to SBS News. Australia could allow some international students back into the country next month under a plan with institutions, state and territory authorities. Scott Morrison says the arrangements are still yet to be finalised, and he stressed the reopening of Australia to foreign students can't take place if domestic borders remain closed.
If you can't come to your state from Sydney, then no one's coming to your state from Singapore. And so if you want borders open for international students, then you need to open borders for Australians.
Australia's universities are warning $16 billion of revenue over the next 4 years is in jeopardy because of COVID-19 travel restrictions. The chief executive of the International Education Association of Australia, Phil Honeywood, has welcomed the announcement, but says the strength of the plan will depend on how the various jurisdictions respond.
For example, will every state and territory government agree to sign up to a national approach, or are we going to continue to have a patchwork quilt approach where certain states, such as New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia, have got first mover advantage while other states still decide what they're going to do?
When it comes to the border closures, South Australia has announced it will be lifting its interstate border restrictions by July the 20th. New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT are the only jurisdictions without any domestic border restrictions in place. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says further announcements are likely to be made next week.
We will be looking at some of the state borders with individual jurisdictions who are doing particularly well. We don't want to unnecessarily detain people for 2 weeks of isolation if they don't pose a health risk to us in South Australia. So we're just looking at some final legal advice with regards to that. We should be able to provide you with a further update next week. But all state borders will be removed by the 20th of July.
Queensland is planning to open its borders on July the 10th, while Tasmania is planning to lift its restrictions next month too, but hasn't set a date. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin says the timing will depend in part on what takes place in other states.
Obviously, we will have a keen eye to what's occurring in other jurisdictions, and I've always made that point. We won't open our borders unless it's safe to do so. But with the level of transmission that's occurring around the country in many states and territories that are in a similar position to Tasmania, we have confidence that we can start to plan for the opening of our borders sometime later in July.
National Cabinet has agreed to let sporting stadiums with seating capacities of less than 40,000 reopen in July, with crowds capped at 10,000. The venues will need to ticket events to ensure people are seated with appropriate distancing measures in place. A limit of 100 people for indoor venues will be removed, with no restriction on the numbers, but there will be a requirement for 4 square metres of space per person. This will allow for weddings and funerals to only be limited by the size of the venue. Nightclubs will remain shut for now. While up to 10,000 in a stadium will be permitted from next month, the federal government is continuing to warn people against attending street protests. Mr. Morrison has repeated his warnings that those who attend such rallies pose both health and economic risks.
It puts not only your own health at risk, but it puts other people's lives at risk. It puts the, in an economic terms, because of the potential risk of a wave that can come from these events, it puts the livelihoods of other Australians at risk, people's businesses. It puts the progress that we've been able to make at risk. And the very clear message is that people should not attend those events.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says handing out face masks and hand sanitizer to demonstrators doesn't remove the danger of coronavirus being spread to multiple people.
You cannot make them safe. Despite all the attempts of organisers to try and make them safe, those sort of events where people are crowded together and where you can't, we don't know who is there, are inherently unsafe. Please express your genuine concerns about issues in other ways.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.